Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
I don't want to say Bill Stead has cursed him since he's kind of, you know, crowned himself the bold king, but
innovator.
I think Xavier McKinney is on that track, even though he's been sloughing off a little bit with zero picks the last couple weeks.
Total sloughing off.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
And now Lawrence is picked off. It's McKinney, his league-leading sixth interception of the season.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
All right, Tausch.
Hey, you need to do this.
Oh,
so.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. God forbid you do that after
follow
the
rules.
Yeah, I got to do it right now. Go
Mark
ahead.
Tausch.
I just heard big voice guy say it too, but go ahead. No, read it.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Proceed with your question.
Tausch, just because this is like, actually, I don't know why, but I fully admit what happened on the football field last night actually like bothered me. Like it actually like made me somewhat even angry a little bit. I want to ask you about the Packers, but first, so Jets and Texans play in New York last night. The Jets end up winning the game, but they tried to screw it up. Malachi Corley, I think his name is. It's this rookie receiver who is doing an end run or whatever, and he runs into the end zone, scores the touchdown, but wait. He dropped the football before crossing the goal line. It ended up being Texans ball because he was celebrating before he crossed the goal line. This seems to happen all the time with these guys. Why? Why do they keep dropping the football before they run into the end zone?
Yeah, DeSean Jackson was the first guy that I remember doing it. It was on like a punt return. And I just thought to myself, what are you gaining by that? And, you know, seeing it last night, it has happened, and there's been a bunch of close calls where guys have just barely crossed, and then the play, you know, there, I think a couple of times some observant players on their teams have went and picked up the fumble before the defense did. And the only thing I can tell you is it is incredibly selfish because you just think about it. I'm thinking about it. I saw that last night too, and I'm thinking about it from just being, let's say I'm an offensive lineman on that team. And I just went 12 plays, and I'm tired, and I'm beat up, and I haven't tapped myself out like the quarterback for the Colts did. And they dial up a beautiful play, and instead of finishing and then celebrating with your teammates, you make it a me thing. And then you don't even make it a me thing that can be celebrated because it's a complete disaster of a play, and you give the football back the other way. And for everybody that thinks – and, Vinny, I don't remember if you were one of these guys – that thinks that that end zone, if the ball goes out of the end zone, it should stay with the offense. That play right there last night tells you everything. When you're that selfish and you do that, you deserve to give the ball back to their team. It's just such a selfish play, and I don't know what the upside is. What, because you could say you celebrated.
That's not even a cool celebration.
It's nothing.
You just let the ball go.
There's no good reason. And the thing is now, teams have seen this enough. You know, you don't think you have to coach this stuff, but it's always great when this happens. And then the opposing teams. Now, if you're Green Bay and you can say to Jaden Reed if he returns a punch or Keyshawn, hey, don't do this. Like, what are you thinking? And I don't think you try to make sure you have the right guys that aren't going to do that. That's not part of their DNA. But guys get excited. I've never figured out what does that guy gain, even if he clears? What are we doing? So, yeah, Eric, I'm with you. I just, from an old player standpoint, I think it is the most selfish thing you can do, and it ruins what was a great drive because you're an idiot. And that's the nicest way I could put it.
Tausch, I'm not sure if you heard it coming in, but let me play you this quick cut from Packers defense coordinator Jeff Hafley, for whom I would run through a wall. Like, this cat is a consummate football coach. I love listening to him talk, and here's what he's saying about Xavier McKinney.
The growth that he's had, too, I mean, I can already see it. He's become one of the best leaders on our team. He's one of the best practice players on our team. He's got an unbelievable attitude. He's always studying, and he's young. I don't even think we've seen close to how good this guy is going to be.
Wow, on the front end of this guy's amazing career.
Let's go. It's awesome to hear that because, you know, for all of the other stuff. You can have media say things. You can have morning news hosts say he's going to have 10 picks. There's all this stuff. But when you have guys that are that are there every day and they see that in an old football guy, a guy that's been around and been a head coach at college, it gets you excited. And it also gets me to think, thank you, New York Giants. I know I've said this many times on this show, but what the heck were they thinking?
Right.
To get rid of one of their great core players. And now we might just be getting the scratch of the surface of how good this guy could be. And the fact that he works and he does what he does, it just makes you fired up as a team that is always looking for what can be that next step to make this defense better. You're right, man. That gets me fired up, too.
We're short on time, but who wins Sunday?
Ooh, tell me who's going to be the quarterback. I love Green Bay's offense regardless. I think it's going to be a shootout. I think Green Bay finds a way late, but I'm nervous. I'm nervous. This offense for Detroit is really good, but I'm going to go with the Pack in a tight one.
Packers with a win heading into the bye. We'll talk on Monday. Thanks, Tausch.
You bet, guys. I never knew the difference.